New York singer-songwriter Sonny Ozell, or Lady Stewart, as we like to call her around these parts, but more about that later. She got rave reviews for her debut album, Take It With Me. She's back with a fantastic new jazz-infused folk blues track called The Garden, ahead of the release of her highly anticipated second album later this year, which will be called Overnight Lows. And she's bringing her sound to the UK as special guest to folk rock duo The Rails. Now, there's a six-date tour. It's taken in Manchester, Nottingham, London, Bristol, Winchester, and a very special date, May the 13th. It's a bit of a family homecoming to the Lantern in Halifax, which is not 10 miles away from the birthplace of her husband, who's, of course, Hollywood legend, Star Trek and X-Men superstar, Sir Patrick Stewart, no less. Well, my name's Graham Walker, and I'm thrilled to be chatting again to Sonny about her new material, the forthcoming album, the UK tour, and not forgetting Lady Stewart's other half. So, Sonny, first up, how's life? What have you been up to in the last 18 months since we last chatted?
Oh, you know, thank you. It's good to be with you again. It's been a crazy couple of years for the planet, I think. And, you know, I'm American, and we've had a pretty earth-shattering, you know, election and presidential campaign, and the results of it have been pretty, I think, disturbing for, I would say, most of America, honestly. And it's, I gotta say, it's really nice to come over to the UK and be away from it for a bit. But, you know, I can't help but admit that looms pretty large in my psyche and everyone else that I know. But in that kind of context, we've been working on our second record, and it's been actually nice to find comfort in one's art, which I guess is why one of the reasons that we do it, you know, that and tap into the good stuff and walk away from the bad stuff.
Well, I've got to say that if people have not heard it yet, The Garden, your first track in quite a while, it's out on May the 11th. I've heard it. It is amazing. I urge everyone to go out and buy it as soon as it's out. You've just got such a soft, sultry, haunting vocal balance with those wonderful, dreamy guitar strings. Is that kind of typical of what we're going to expect from Overnight Lows, the album?
Yeah, I think there's also some kind of deeper groove-based type stuff. I would definitely agree with you. It's got kind of an ethereal vibe. But you know, there's also some really kind of down-home groove-based tunes and some soul-type stuff. It's a real mix, but I guess the continuity in it is that it's the same players I've been working with for a while, and I don't know, we've been able to build on a relationship over the course of about 5 years now, and we sound like a band, and I love that.
Can you just explain to us the story behind The Garden, the lyrics, the words, what inspired it?
Sure. Well, you know, I will say that this record is intensely personal for me, and so far has been, I don't know, I think in the past I've been kind of afraid to expose myself, and then I find in my writing that if I'm too literal, it's not interesting. You know, if I say something like, you know, this is about a breakup, that's too literal, really. I like to write in such a way that other listeners, it may not be for them about a breakup, or it may not be about heartache, or, you know, they may have some other spin on it. So I think that's kind of been my goal, is to, not to be vague per se, but just have it be open enough that other people can interpret. I mean, you know, it's personal, and there's a lot of, you know, the passage of time, I guess, and looking back, taking stock, trying to have an understanding of where you've been and where you're going, and make peace with things.
Well, it is. Yeah. It's just a beautiful song, and I know there's a B track on there, Take You Down, as well. Now, I just have to ask, what formats are you going to release this in? Because I guess it will be download, but you're bringing it out in vinyl.
The funny thing, you know, physical media, it's like you go out on a little tour and you want to have a tangible thing that people can enjoy and leave the night with if they're so inclined. And I don't know, CDs just aren't as sexy, are they? If we're honest with ourselves, they never were. You know, the crappy plastic cases and, they were never a thing that anybody was really going to like. But I just don't listen to them anymore. Everything I listen to is in a digital format.
Yeah, but it's lovely to get the old albums out and admire the artwork, isn't it? And actually have a read of them all. And,
and they do sound different. You know, the experience of particularly doing just a single with an A-side and a B-side on a 45, you know, a 7-inch is, I think that'll be fun for people. You know, you have to get up and flip it over.
And so then, let's talk about the tour. I mean, you're playing 6 nights in the UK. What can fans expect from you on the tour then, Sonny?
Well, a lot of new tunes. I'm so excited to get on the road in England again. I absolutely love touring in this country. Particularly, I mean, it's just such a beautiful time of year, you know? It's easy to say you love touring in England when you're touring in May.
Yeah.
As opposed to January. And I think we'll have a lot of fun. I mean, the band and I we've been together a while now and we're well rehearsed and we have almost too much fun with each other on stage. And I can't wait to hear the Rails live. I've never seen them live. So that's going to be a treat for me to be able to listen to them every night.
Yeah, they're a great London band. But in terms of what fans are going to get from you then, Sonny, I suppose the Overnight Lows, are you going to be giving people a bit of a sneak peek? Are they going to get to hear some of the tracks off the new album?
Yeah, that's what I mean when I say a lot of new material is stuff that people haven't heard before, and that would be stuff that's coming up on the record.
And when's that out? When's the album coming out?
Sometime this summer. Haven't quite finalized the landing date of that beauty, but it's close. There's some tweaking on it, but it's real close.
Now, we're really keen about all the dates, and I'll be telling everybody, and we'll be posting them on our websites and all the links for tickets and all the rest of it so people can come and see you. But the date that's obviously caught our eye is the fact that you're going to be coming back to Yorkshire, and I say coming back because it is a bit of a homecoming, isn't it, with your other half?
Absolutely.
So how much are you looking forward to playing back in Yorkshire, and will Sir Patrick be with you?
No idea about that. Probably not. I think he has some other stuff in his schedule. But I do love Yorkshire, and the season is going to be green and lovely, and I'm hoping that some of the Stewart clan Patrick has a lot of family up there, and so I'm hoping to see some of them, and I'm hoping to see some of the lovely people that keep Huddersfield University running and successful, and got a lot of family and roots up there, so it'll be a treat.
Yeah, I remember the last time I bumped into Sir Patrick. He was actually in cap and gown, and he was presenting some graduates with their awards.
Yes, he loved that job. That was one of his favorite jobs.
And he still loves the area and coming back, doesn't he? You still like exploring this area together.
You can tell a Yorkshireman, but you can't tell him much.
Yeah, I'll take that as a compliment. And I've got to say, it does say on the press release that you've co-written a lot of the music for the album, and it actually goes on to say that you've kind of co-written, but with other members of your extended musical family. Now I've got to ask: is Sir Patrick musical? Has he helped you write anything?
No. No, our creative lives are actually pretty distinct from one another, but we enjoy getting to hear each other and see each other, so that's fun. No, it's I guess what they meant by musical family is I have
your band.
A large group of musicians that I work with, that I've worked with for many, many years. I've lived in New York for almost 15 years, and I got a lot of people to collaborate with in New York. It's great.
Well, you're making a lot of noise as well, not just in New York these days, but globally. And you've built up a great fan base now in the UK, so it's great to have you back. But I've got to ask that question. Being Mrs. Patrick Stewart, or even Lady Stewart, is that a blessing or a curse?
Neither. You know, it's like anything. It has its ups and downs. But you know, I forget that he's, you know, a public figure most of the time. And again, like I said, our work lives are really quite distinct and separate from each other. So I've been doing this thing since before I knew him, and I'll do it when I know him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The fact is, you've made a big name for yourself, but this guy is an Hollywood superstar. So, will you ever get used to being in that kind of spotlight? I mean, you must be snapped by the paparazzi every time you go out.
Where we live in London and in Brooklyn, we actually don't get hassled. You know, Patrick can go to the grocery store, he can go to the hardware store, he can go to the dry cleaner, he can go to the pharmacist, and he has a perfectly private life, so it doesn't really affect us, outside of maybe, you know, having dinner and being kind of invaded on, but that's to be expected, I guess, in this day and age. Everybody has an iPhone and all of that, you know.
And where would you call home these days? I mean, does Patrick see Brooklyn more his home now than Yorkshire, or do you feel as though you share ownership of the two countries?
I say we're pretty darn split down the middle. Yeah, I think for him, England will always be home, and you know, I'm an American, so I guess America will always be home for better or for worse.
Well, listen, Sonny, it's always a pleasure to speak to you. I just want to remind everybody again about this fantastic tour and an opportunity where people can actually get to see you. So you're going to be playing 6 nights, including Manchester, Nottingham, Halifax, London, Bristol and Winchester. The Yorkshire gig, that's at the Lantern in Halifax on Sunday, May the 13th. We've got the box office details here, which is the Lantern Halifax .co.uk, and all the shows, if you visit www.ctickets.com, you can get tickets for all the shows. So we'll have all the links on all our websites. Really, really looking forward to you being over here. I'm hoping to get up for the gig myself and come and say hi. Yeah, so again, please give Sir Patrick a big hello from all of us here in Yorkshire. Tell him that we miss him.
I will.
And we can't wait to see you coming and making a massive impact again on the shores here in the UK.
See you all soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sonny. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.